book I'm reading from today is called A Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula Le Guin. Ogion looked up, raising one arm a little. A great hawk came down with loud beating wings and lighted on his wrist. Like a trained hunting bird, it clung there, but it wore no broken leash, no band, or bell. The claws dug hard into Ogion's wrist. The barred wings trembled. The round, gold eye was dull and wild. "Are you a messenger or message?" Ogion said gently to the hawk. "Come with me." As he spoke, the hawk looked at him. Ogion was silent for a minute. "I named you once, I think," he said, then strode to his house and entered, bearing the bird still on his wrist. He made the hawk stand on the hearth in the fire's heat and offered it water. It would not drink. Then Ogion began to lay a spell very quietly, weaving the web of magic with his hands more than with words. When the spell was whole and woven, he said softly, "Ged." Not looking at the falcon on the hearth, he waited some time, then turned and got up and went to the young man who stood trembling and dull-eyed before the fire. Ged was richly and outlandishly dressed in fur and silk and silver, but the clothes were torn and stiff with sea salt, and he stood gaunt and stooped, his hair lank about his scarred face. Ogion took the soiled, princely cloak off his shoulders, led him into the alcove room where his prentice once had slept, and made him lie down on the pallet there, and so with a murmured sleep charm left him. He had said no words to him, knowing that Ged had no human speech in him now. As a boy, Ogion, like all boys, thought it would be a very pleasant game to take by art magic whatever shape one liked, man or beast, tree or cloud, and so to play it a thousand beings. But as a wizard, he had learned the price of the game, which is the peril of losing oneself playing away the truth. The longer a man stayed in a form not his own, the greater this peril. Every apprentice sorcerer learns the tale of the wizard Borger of Wei, who delighted in taking bear shape and did so more and more often, until the bear in him grew and the man died away, and he became a bear and killed his own little son in the forest and was hunted down and slain. And no one knows how many of the dolphins that leap in the waters of the inmost sea were men once, wise men, forgot their wisdom and their names in the joy of the restless sea. Ged had taken hawk shape in fierce distress and rage, and when he flew from Oskild, there had been but one thought in his mind, to outfly both stone and shadow, to escape the cold treacherous lands, to go home. The falcon's anger and wildness were like his own, and had become his own, and his will to fly had become the falcon's will. All the sunlight and the dark of that great flight, he had worn the falcon's rings, and looked through the falcon's eyes, and forgotten his own thoughts, he had known at last what the falcon knows: hunger, the wind, and the way he flies. "I have no strength against that thing. I am powerless before the shadow. Is there any place?" Ged's voice died away. "There is no safe place," Ogion said gently. "Do not transform yourself again, Ged. The shadow seeks to destroy your true being, and it nearly did, driving you into Hawk's being. No, where you should go, I do not know. Yet I have an idea of what you should do. It's a hard thing to say to you," Ogion said at last. "You must turn around." "Turn around?" "If you keep running, you will meet danger, and it chooses which way you go. You must hunt the hunter." "If it defeats me wholly," Ged said, "it will take my knowledge and my power and use them. Yet if I run again, it will surely find me again, and all my strength is spent in the running." In the cold dawn, when Ogion woke, Ged was gone. Only he had left in the wizardly fashion a message of silver-scrawled runes on the hearthstone that faded even as Ogion read them. "Master, I go hunting." In the passage that was just read, Ged is barely recognizable, having the body of a wild bird. He could barely perform human actions because he is mostly a hawk. His clothes had changed so much, showing the toll it took on him mentally and physically. What do you think, Laura?
I think it displays his state of mind and weakness at that moment in time.
Like how it shows how mentally taxing it is to change yourself.
Exactly.
Ged changed himself to fit his needs, like how some adults change to fit into their jobs or teenagers change to fit into school cliques. By doing this, he takes off pieces of himself little by little until he's barely human. As said by Rob Gilbert, you form habits, then the habits form you.
Kind of in relation to the animals that the people in the story shift into may represent their habits.
Exactly like that. In the story, the wizards who turn into dolphins may represent good habits, and the wizard who turns into a bear as bad habits. By changing yourself, you don't want to lose your true self.
Such as your species?
Maybe they wanted to be that way. Maybe those wise men were wise after all. This alludes to both the positive and negative effects habits can have on you.
Is it really wise to be something that you're not, even if it makes you happier? Or does that just mean that's who you truly are, to begin with?
You raise a very good point, Laura. I would say that if it makes you happier to be something that you didn't start off as, it is your true self who you become. In Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it states that before you can have any other blocks, Ged must have the bottom block, which is basic needs. Such as a hawk, he barely had his basic needs. This is why he became so savage and changed so much.
People revert back to their primal needs when they don't have basic needs like food or water.
Because everyone needs food and water to function and survive. Food feeds the brain, meaning the thought process. When Ogion takes him in and cares for him, and since Ged now has basic needs, safety and love and belonging, he is able to achieve esteem and self-actualization. This is proved when he achieves self-actualization and goes hunting after the shadow, showing his strength of... I would recommend this book to anyone who is looking for a quick read because it is light yet full of information. It really left me thinking about life and our inner demons. Thank you for coming, Laura.
No problem.
And thank you for listening.